September 21st, 2007, it's the Drupal Podcast live in Barcelona, 2007. There we go. Well, like most podcasts, we probably should have planned this out more ahead of time, but here we are. It's the podcast, and we're live in front of a studio audience in Barcelona, Spain.
That's right.
And let's see, who do we have here? Let's go around the table and have everyone introduce themselves. We'll start down the end here.
I'm Gabor Hoichi, one of the maintainers of Drupal 6.
And I'm Dries Bertaert, better known as Dries Boytaert.
the founder of Drupal or Drupal.
Drupal.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm Jeff Robbins, user 31,007. I don't remember even my number, but sorry.
I'm James Walker, the man with the socks.
Sock man, that's right.
Okay, I'm Robert Garrigos, DrupalCon coordinator here.
Hi, my name is Bert Boerland. I wear socks.
And I'm Andrew Byron, and I don't have anything we need to say.
Well, this is sort of the format that we do for the DrupalCon podcast, which is... I guess, well, in Drupal world, you do things like twice and it becomes a tradition, right? So
this is the third one, so it's
now it's
long-standing
yes,
tradition.
Long-standing tradition. And it's here we are in Barcelona. We wanted to talk to Robert Garrigos, who helped kind of put together the whole thing here. It's very exciting to be here, and this venue is amazing. By the way, it's called the City Lab.
City Lab, yeah.
And how is it that we ended up here?
We actually were very lucky to find this place. This is just a refurbished ancient factory, and this was supposed to be open in last June. So actually we are the guinea pigs as well. So we have this place free because of that. So they needed someone to test and to push for all the capacities of this building. And actually we did.
Cool. So when was it that you, when did you start planning this event?
Well, I started thinking on this event 2 years ago when I was asked to, when I went to the Amsterdam DrupalCon 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and when someone knew that I was from Barcelona, I said, hey, you must organize DrupalCon in Barcelona. And when I said, well, let's just do a step before the other. And 1 year ago then in Brussels, it was sort of officially announced that we'll have this DrupalCon. So since then, September 2006, we start planning this DrupalCon. Actually, we found this place around November, last November.
Cool. Mm.
So when he was in Brussels, we carefully avoided telling him how much work it would be.
Yeah, you did very well, actually.
It is a lot of work. Yeah, and so was it? Did you organize pretty much yourself, or was the Drupal Association involved? Or
right, we start actually last September as well to organize the Drupal users here. We know we are a few of us around, but we never got in touch altogether. So we set up a Drupal.cat website. And the Dodge card is the national domain, and we start knowing each other. So we're just actually beginning to build our community here. Mm-hmm. And we were two of us which work hard on this, and a few other people that were joining in during all the day. So now we are five people here working all day.
Wow.
for this to happen.
Goodness. And people paid €50 a piece for registration.
Yep.
And we had how many? What was the final count of people?
Final count, say it's 430 at least.
430 people.
Yeah.
So does that make this the biggest DrupalCon so far?
So.
By a lot.
By a lot. Yeah. I think in how many did we have in Sunnyvale? It was.
Well, we had a limit there of 300 people.
Right.
Because the there was more people in the queue, so to speak.
Right.
So,
yeah. Cool. Good work.
Thank you.
Hard work. And so, yeah. And what do you do? What's your day job? I mean, I assume you don't just.
No, I don't
organize Drupal conferences.
That's not my job.
There's not much money in that.
No, mate, no.
Well, I don't know, €50 times.
All this goes to Virgin, you know. They are there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm just working on Drupal actually. So uh-huh. I'm Drupal developer and
cool.
And that's it. I mean. I'm just too much English in my head.
You know? Sorry. Well, we figured, we'd get some locals on. Of course, you know, then we toss them in this situation and ask them to speak English quickly.
I'm a Drupal consultant and developer here.
Yeah. Cool. We also wanted to have some of the other the team Drupal 6. The beta version of Drupal 6 was just released when last week. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
And we have here the two core committer people, Dries and Gabor, were the most responsible people for Drupal 6. So blame them. So what are the things that you guys are most excited about with the new version?
Well, I worked a lot on the internationalization features. We have a new language subsystem. We have a brand new installer which goes in any language possible if the language teams translate. We have content language support, content translation support. So it was, and we are also just here finishing up the right to left language support for all the themes built into Drupal. So it was quite a ride.
Cool. So yeah, the internationalization stuff seems really, really neat. How does that like differ compared to previous versions? I know there was like the I18N module in the past, and I just remember people posting issues on my module saying it doesn't work with I18N.
So that's why we built into core. So you need to work with I18N to work with Drupal.
Right.
So when we build this into the core mindset, then people will start to use it. People will start to build on it. So there will be much better support for foreign languages.
Very cool. And then other there's a whole like new menu improvements and.
That's more of an architectural change
right.
under the hood.
But it's performance stuff too,
yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, it should be more performance.
Better performance.
It should be, but I think, it is actually.
Especially
for large sites, it will be better.
Right.
But I think, sorry.
Just go ahead.
Well, but the things I'm also very excited about are the many usability improvements we made, like the improvements to the installer, as well as the update notification stuff,
sure.
Which is also important. And then also the usability improvements for designers.
Right.
Specifically, the many theme system changes and improvements. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the installer is great. You get to choose clean URLs right away. Actually, it runs a JavaScript, so automatically detects and You can go through the installer in different languages now, which is nice.
It also has password strength tracking for creating the root account. So
with a little Ajax that shows you right away. Yeah. I know for a lot of like web development people, like Rails, it's sort of like old news to do that stuff. But for us, it's cool. And very neat.
But it's also just the way it is. It works now, right? Whereas you used to install Drupal, then you had to create a first user, then you could actually start configuring some stuff. Now it's the workflow to get up and running is actually much better. So
you're actually creating your super user
in the installer.
Right.
You actually finish the installation process, logged in and ready to do something.
Yeah, rather than getting to that page that says, congratulations, now you have more things to do.
Right.
Cool.
I had a question actually about internationalization, and it's a question I've been asked a couple times now. What's not there yet that people should be aware of? I mean, like things like taxonomy and stuff like that.
Well, a lot of stuff not there yet because we were busy with building the foundation for supporting contributed modules. So we replaced the language system and done a lot of stuff, but didn't have time to have actual menu translation, taxonomy translation, user profile, label translation and stuff like that. So there's still space for contributed modules to use. But the foundation is there, so it can be reused. It can be done much easier.
So that's all stuff that would be still handled by like the contrib IE10N module?
Yes.
Right.
That's
good to know.
Cool. What else should we talk about?
Yeah, there are plans to do more stuff in Drupal 7, but we are still shuffling out contributed stuff integration with Drupal 6. So so we are thinking ahead in Drupal 7, but Drupal 6 is still beta. We are working on that with Dries, so we are trying to concentrate on that more.
Was there anything in general that didn't make it into Drupal 6 that you would have liked, or I guess that would also fall under what our plans for Drupal 7.
Yeah,
I would have loved to see more CCK improvements in Drupal 6.
Sure.
So the CCK fields, for example.
Yeah.
Just a small thing.
it looks like a small thing. Cool. Let's just talk about the conference some. Let's sort of go around the table and people can talk about the sort of favorite things that they've seen at the conference so far and kind of what's exciting them about, and then maybe we'll take questions from the audience, answer some people's questions. So maybe we'll start down with you, Angie. What's been your favorite part of the conference so far?
I love seeing everybody, so that's my favorite part. I get to see my friends I only see once every time we go to DrupalCon. I haven't actually been to a lot of sessions, but one of my favorite parts was when a guy by the name of Stefan kind of cornered me, and he was really timid because he was trying to contribute to core, but he didn't really know how because, you know, we all look really dark and scary from the other side of the wall, and so I just kind of sat with him for an hour and sort of talk to him about how it works and just, you know, being able to impart that, you know, no, we're really all just kind of a bunch of dorks, you know, and that there's times when we're working hard, but usually we're talking about cats. So really just come on, you know, and hang out in IRC with us and you know, kind of talking about how to raise visibility and things like that. And then the next day, the 7% Club, so all the women, well, not all the women, but a few of us kind of went into one of the buffs and we just had a lunch together and just kind of talked about, introduced ourselves to each other, and that was really cool. I met a couple people I had never known before in the Drupal community, and it was neat to see all of us, like, you know, we are out there, so if there are women who are timid about getting involved in Drupal and open source in general, it's really a great community, and we all, that was the consensus, is that even though open source, the world at large, can be a little bit, like, nasty and in places, that the Drupal community is really friendly and inviting, and it was neat to see that other people shared that consensus as well, and it wasn't just me being obsessed in my usual way. So that was cool.
Cool.
No plans for world domination.
What was that?
No plans for world domination.
No plan for world domination?
None that I'm...
I think open source are the women not dominating the world, so it won't be long. And finally things will be okay, so...
and also it was cool, at the Summer Code session, we had like 9 students and mentors up there, and they all kind of showed off their projects, and it was really neat to give some limelight to those projects, because those students worked their butts off, and it was neat to see them. So yeah, those were my highlights.
Cool. Bert?
I like to see names and faces and screen names combined, because that's where I'm having trouble to see who's who. Probably I know the reason, that's the only one. And I like the 93% buff that was when all males kept drunk and got together and increased 7%.
And got nothing done.
So that's basically it. No, and it's nice to see that some people do creative stuff that you couldn't imagine. For example, there was a Facebook integration. And Facebook isn't that big in Europe, at least not in the Netherlands. But to see how you could integrate Drupal within Facebook and vice versa was really interesting to see where Web2O, whatever it is going.
There are like 3 Facebook presentations.
Yeah, one was canceled. It seems to be big, but apart from Facebook, it's the biggest thing is how you can free data from one side and put it where you want it, and not only the data but the application as well. So that's what I think is a big step for Drupal and for this whole 2.0 thing anyhow.
Maybe that's 3.0. I don't know. We have to ask Tim O'Reilly, I guess, right?
He probably coined it already, I think.
Yeah, it's already trademarked.
If it goes as fast as the dollar goes down, then it will be 4.0 in no time.
Yes, what was the makeup here of, like, we had a lot of people from the States who managed to come over and are spending their money awfully quickly with the dollar so weak right now. And people from, I met several people from Australia and obviously Europe, but you know.
Oh, but that's the other cool thing. 5 continents, if you don't look at that, Antarctica, the whole world is here. And that's really cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
The whole world could spend euros here and look at the beautiful city of Barcelona and spend euros.
Sure. Yeah, if the dollar stays weak, we're going to see even more people at the U.S. one, because...
It's for free.
Yeah, practically. Once you get there, it's like hotels for, you know, 10 euros a night.
Now no Drupal and a free ticket for America.
Yeah.
Now we get there one day.
Robert, how's the conference been? Have you been having a chance to experience the conference, or are you?
Well, this is actually my first session.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
Well, how's it going?
Bad. Well, I've been till now behind the table in the entrance hall, just answering questions and making things work together, fixing some Wi-Fi problems, which I hope are fine now. And just trying to make everything working and fine. So
you had to break up any fights or kick out anyone who was too drunk?
No, that's right. There's no alcohol here. I'm sorry about it.
It's been great. People have been super.
Yeah,
it's been really chill.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
People are thanking you. They're thanking you all the jobs. So I'm glad that's where. But we are for here, so I'm glad that's
cool.
Going well.
We'll have to have another conference so that you can actually go to a session or two, maybe.
Definitely, yes.
So what do you think, James?
For me? Oh, well.
You got the Drupal socks.
I got Drupal socks, which have been a big hit.
Yeah.
I have to second the people. I especially like the European conferences, just because not everybody from Europe is able to make it to the ones we do in North America. So it's nice to see people you don't see. I mean, Gabor and I just realized we hadn't seen each other in almost 2 years or something like that. So that's really nice. And the other thing Bert and I were actually talking about earlier is it's starting to feel like as a community we're growing up. I mean, 400 people that were all willing to pay 50 euros to be here for a week, whereas in the past we've done for free. And I remember having a lot of discussion about, you know, would that be okay? It's always been free. Will people still come? And, you know, they came out.
Apparently it's not a problem.
We should have totally charged more. But But yeah, but I mean, you know, people are bringing, I mean, I've got my son here, people are bringing their families. And it's just, you know, the community's growing, and yet still, I mean, I think the overall feeling, it's been, you know, very positive. I haven't felt, I haven't been doing the organizing, so maybe I'd feel differently, but it's just felt very smooth, very, you know, very well put together.
I have to say, I've felt that way too, and having been involved in the organization at Yahoo, that should definitely not be taken for granted. So I just want
to... Yeah.
I mean, when they run well, it's really easy to take for granted. It's like, oh yeah, there weren't any. You would notice if there were problems, but there really haven't been. Even you know, you can pretty much get on the internet and stuff like that. Better than my hotel. So
absolutely.
So how about you, Dries?
Yeah, basically, just like James said, the overall positive vibes and the healthy growth of the community are. You know what surprises me most? Well, or at least which is like the most rewarding thing to see. And you know, various great presentations. I specifically like the presentations which are slightly off topic.
Such as?
Well, like new things like affect Adobe, what Adobe did with Flex and Drupal.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff I like. Overall, I haven't been able to make it to too many presentations yet. But, you know.
It's good to know they're happening.
Yes.
That sounds fascinating. I hope you have a wonderful time. I've got to go talk to people. there's been some... We should just sort of highlight some of the... there's been a lot of, like, Drupal with Facebook. There's been some really cool JavaScript stuff that I think in the past, you know, sort of... kind of peripheral, and now it's people get really deep in with jQuery. And I mean, I'm surprised that some of the really like advanced stuff that's like relatively advanced, but they're just there wouldn't be like another place to talk about it. Like I went to James's simple XML thing yesterday. He talked for an hour about basically the simple XML function in PHP 5, and it was fascinating, and it was really cool to see and how it improves things and stuff. And
you're 20 year old.
And I can't think of like other places where you would get that kind of information. I mean, it's very cool. And then obviously, Facebook people, Facebook presentations. Jeff Eaton's Form API 3 was full of cats. For people that weren't able to make it, he had a lolcat themed presentation, which really, you know, because Form API can be pretty dry, but cats, now that's just fun. And
Ewoks.
What was that?
The dancing Ewoks
again. Oh, and dancing Ewoks. Yes, there were dancing Ewoks.
Yeah, just as an aside, coming to see Jeff Eaton present is reason enough to come to a Drupal.
Yeah, that's... It's sort of why I get up in the morning.
His presentation on the future of Node was entertaining as well.
Yeah. And a little uncomfortable. So how about you, Gabor?
Yeah, the sessions were nice. There's a very good mixture of sessions here, but I was also mostly hanging around with people. I've been to... a big, in quotes, DrupalCon more than 2.5 years ago, and the famous Antwerp basement DrupalCon with 20 people, which was huge. And we are like more than 400 people here, so a lot of people I've never met because I've never been to a bigger DrupalCon. A lot of people I've met there, but not ever since, so it's good to hook up with them. And we also have some cool tools in the pipeline which need to be deployed on Drupal.org, so we set up some discussions how to do it, how to progress, so we even managed to get some work done, so it's quite great.
Yeah, definitely these conferences are really good for... There's only so much that you can sort of talk about in the issue queues and in the forums and mailing lists and stuff like that. I mean, it sort of tends to kind of go around and around, and it's not till you kind of get to actually talk to people. And so there's a lot of like issues. I went to a presentation that Kieran Lal was giving about redesigning Drupal.org, and I know that's a thing that's sort of been talked about, but it's kind of people talk about it a little bit, so it's nice to sort of get in a room with people and it's like, okay, what are we going to do? And so a lot of stuff
it's
like
quite,
that.
It's quite great to have the shortcuts to do stuff, because I was very very I need to store 600,000 little strings somewhere, and people were telling me, why don't you use nodes for that? And I was like, do we want that deployed on Drupal.org, 600,000 nodes with all nodes API calls around it and stuff like that? And Gerhard was like, oh, if it's bad performance, we'll buy a new server for it and something. So just do it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, get things done.
So, yeah.
And now, I mean, there's also stuff like that. Now that the association is set up, there's some structure around some of this stuff. It feels like there's some sort of hierarchy in that people can either talk authoritatively on things, or at least the sort of the stuff. How are things going from your perspective with all that? I mean, it's nice to put on these conferences. Is the association sort of the official body behind the conferences?
Well, it's certainly involved with the conference, and it really helped make things a lot easier, because we actually have a few people in place now which are authorized, like you said, to get stuff done, like paying all the bills and dealing with all the financial stuff was done by Dries Knappe, and that's been a huge help for us. Just being able to get a little bit more organized to take on these big events was extremely useful.
Cool. Well, I wanted to open up to questions and comments. I'm curious to know how the conference is going for other people. If there have been people who want to talk about their favorite parts or ask questions, we've got some experts up here that can finally explain to you how
Drupal works.
How Drupal works. how you rename a menu item or something. Does anyone?
When will views and CCK be in core?
Therese, I think you have the exact answer to this one. Was it next week?
James is actually.
James knows.
Know.
James knows.
When they're ready.
to give a little background, they're both a little bit more complicated. I know that views, a lot of code, first of all, and Earl likes to be able to make sort of sweeping changes and reorganize and improve views, in contrib. And so the idea of kind of, things kind of get a little bit frozen once they get into core. I had a module called Block Cache, and with Drupal 6, some of those concepts got in, but not all of those concepts. And now I've got to sort of figure out, like, okay, can I still do anything with the module? Are we actually better off, because it's in core, that's an improvement for core, but now the module doesn't do as much, and so it's sort of there's some sort of fracturing of things when things go into core, and then with CCK, I think a lot of the issue is actually we were talking about this in the future of nodes presentation, that there really isn't like an API so much behind CCK. It wasn't really thought out in that way, and in order to get it into core, it kind of needs to be a little bit more robust and have an API that other modules could really use to do those things. And there's been talk about turning the CCK widgets actually into custom form elements, which is sort of the way, because CCK almost started kind of before Form API. Well, it was certainly before Form API was to where it is now. So,
I was just going to say, I think in both cases, they're both still seeing a lot of change. I mean, they're the two most used Drupal modules, outside of core. And as such, they're taking, they take a lot of feedback, a lot of input, and they're both very kind of far-reaching you know, in terms of their scope. There's a lot of different uses. So, I mean, Vue's, for instance, Earl's, you know, underway already on a big Vue's 2 rewrite to kind of accommodate some of this feedback. And as Jeff was saying, CCK as well is still kind of evolving and trying to take in all the places that it's, you know, can and should be used. So, you know, it kind of makes sense to leave them where they can still change quickly like that.
For now.
For now, until, you know, and as they settle and as they mature into kind of a stabilized state where, you know, this is really the code that works for all these different people, you know, then we can look at it. But the one thing that I was completely unaware of, and then I'll let Andy talk, I promise.
Oh, right. Well, the good news is that Karen S. and Wychet have actually done a lot of work on form API-ifying, that's a verb, the CCK fields and stuff. And also that Vue's module's core query building kind of concept and code-wise and stuff are both ideal elements to be worked on during the 6.0 lifecycle and be integral for the next release. So basically we're getting there, but everything that they said holds true. We don't want to put something into core that's too not mature because then it becomes a headache to try and make sweeping changes to it once it's there. So yeah, when they're ready.
Yeah, but also it was CCK, and I'm not that in-depthly knowledgeable about CCK, but Jeff Eaton told me that a lot of the work in Form API 3 and some of the other stuff that did actually go into core for 6 is more, you know, paving the way for CCK type stuff. So, I mean, I would agree with Therese. I was hoping for at least fields and other things to make it in, but there is still progress. Fingers crossed for 7.
There's a session on Friday about CCK 6.0 and beyond that people want to attend if you're interested in helping.
And today is Friday, so stick around.
It's Saturday, sorry.
Oh, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Saturday. And we want to in no way discourage people from helping, because it's very, you know, the direction is to get these closer to core, if not in core completely, and it's just a process of sort of doing the work. It's actually relatively straightforward work, I think, particularly with CCK. I think Karen and are we calling him Wychet? Eve? You know, they have a kind of a game plan sort of laid out, and so you can get in and help out and make a name for yourself in the community, be the guy that got CCK into core, or the gal that got CCK into core, and that's just a good feeling. If not, you know, fame and fortune. So, any other questions? Anyone want to? I'm really curious to hear from some people who maybe it's their first conference. Like, how it's going? How the experience is?
Yeah, I think it's been fantastic. I think the session, the variety of sessions, has been really great. I really enjoyed James' session on OpenID. And similarly to Dries, I really like the Adobe Flex presentation. I thought that was very interesting. And I also enjoyed the fact that Jeff apologized for multi-step.
You're a person who's used multi-step forms, and it's good to have the man stand up and say, I'm sorry.
I think it's been great. I think Rob and his team have done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
The venue's really nice and the city's wonderful. So
yeah.
Really great.
It is really fascinating to see like Adobe in particular starting to get involved with this, and I have a feeling we'll see other large entities like that starting to get involved. And if you're listening, large entities, you know, Adobe's already one step ahead. So, and we have this lovely knitted DrupalCon head that I'm playing with this work.
Jeff also apologized for the fact that APIs might be changing.
Yeah, exactly. But he apologized for the fact that some APIs will be changing between Drupal 5 and Drupal 6. So just be aware of that, folks. If you're a module maintainer, you might have to make some changes.
Yeah, I got a question. Maybe it's for Dries, I don't know. Every release seems to focus retrospectively on something. For example, the current release is internationalization. Before that, it might be jQuery or Ajax stuff in general. What
out of your head, what would you dream of that the next version, like Drupal 7, where should focus on?
Well, usually we do the podcast after Dries has done his State of Drupal presentation, so we can sort of reminisce and talk about, he's got great, but we haven't, he hasn't, he'll give his presentation tomorrow morning, so maybe this is a little insight.
So actually, for me, the big thing would be CCK, more of CCK in core, more of data API in core, even embracing or changing Drupal to be more of a services platform, web services platform, so that sort of stuff. And I think it all ties together in a nice way.
Yeah.
I think some of the interesting conversations as well, because we've already said that Drupal 7 will only support PHP 5, and there's been some really interesting talks. I miss the big PHP 5 talk, but there's been a lot of the sessions have touched on or discussed some of the changes and the advantages that PHP 5 can bring from a developer's perspective. That was the thrust of one of my sessions, but also, you know, looking at using some more proper object orientation in places where it makes sense, in places where in the past we kind of tried to, you know, invent our own way to work around some PHP's constraints. I think there will be a lot of that, I would predict, in Drupal 7 as well.
And image handling in core, right, James?
And image handling in core, for real, man, for real.
Do you promise?
You can't see this at home right now, yeah. But James is shaking his head.
No, actually, I mean, just to not to talk just about my stuff, that was actually probably one of my favorite sessions, just because as a sign of where things are going. I mean, it's, and I started the presentation kind of jokingly that I, you know, keep doing this presentation at Drupal conferences, but this conference was a big switch, is where basically, you know, it was a discussion with 70 plus people in the room, which actually came out very well, but there were people there with ideas and input and willing to, I mean, you know, Morten went home and started sketching out things in his notebook, ideas and stuff, and stayed in Barcelona to work. Feeling that kind of community, you know, people stepping up and sharing. I got good feelings, but I'm promising.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that people sort of are very sort of, depending on your usage of Drupal, they're very closely related. I mean, you know, things that people download, it's like, download Drupal and then get CCK and views, and you probably want some sort of an image handling something, and then maybe like either some kind of an event handling thing, so it might be nice to have something like that, you know, sort of time-based stuff in core. I mean, maybe it would be as CCK gets closer into core.
But yeah, I think that's one of the things. As dinosaurs, you know, the image module and event module and things are seeing now that as CCK goes into core, you know, things like the date field and, you know, the image field and things like that are much more kind of widely applicable across Drupal sites and things like that. So yeah, I mean, fingers crossed.
Geolocation stuff would be nice. I mean, all this is sort of like would be nice.
Yeah.
It's just been sort of, they've kind of, I mean, especially location stuff, it's as much as people think that they would use it, I kind of feel like people aren't actually using that as much to do, just to sort of do demos of things, or otherwise those modules would be better than they are. that's my.
And in addition to all of these things, because I agree with all of these statements, in addition to that, I would like to see us take another big step forward in terms of usability. Mm-hmm. Like we made a huge step from 4.7 to 5, where we redesigned the administration pages, we had a new team, like a bunch of things to improve the initial experience of users. And in Drupal 6, we sort of, you know, there is a number of improvements there, but we didn't take as big as a step forward as we did back then. So I would like to see us focus more again on making these a great release for the actual user, not just for the developer.
Well, things tend to sort of, again, you know, you do things twice and it becomes a tradition, but things tend to sort of pendulum back and forth. You know, there's sort of the developer release and the end user release and the developer release, and I think that this is there are some more APIs, so this is sort of tends to be a little bit more of a developer release, although there are some definite end user things.
So I think another thing is that a lot of developers will only focus on development during the code thaw, and then they don't start really thinking about usability at all until they can't change the APIs anymore, and then they sort of shift focus back. But as we saw in the last session, if you were there, we need users to tell us how to make it more usable. So if you guys know how, please tell us, because we can implement whatever you need, but we need to know what you find confusing.
Well, Earl has been doing some really cool stuff. I don't know for anybody that I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but Panels 2 is amazing, and Views 2 I think is, I haven't seen yet, but I think it's sort of going that same direction with this sort of Ajax-y administration panel kind of thing. I mean, is that something that you feel like... there hasn't been a whole lot of like Ajax. I'm putting you on the spot here, sorry. But there hasn't been a whole lot of like Ajax stuff in the administrative area. I realize like putting it on the front end is sort of difficult because you kind of need lowest common denominator. But on the in the administration side, do you take a little more leeway there, or do you still really feel like it?
I don't think we rejected any Ajax-y patches for core or the administration interface, so I think we're totally open for those. There's actually a bunch of those still pending, which we would have loved to commit, but you know, like there is the one patch from Ethan where he redesigned we summoned Ethan.
Yeah. Say his name enough times and he just shows up.
Where you know you can easier sort blocks by weight, for example.
Right.
So these things would, you know, we would benefit from these a lot. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. And I guess that there's some like AHA, aka Ajax, stuff in the new form API as well, right? Some functions to do some crazy things that I have yet to fully get my mind around. I might never get my mind around it.
But there are surely other usability things. If some people are afraid with touching jQuery or Ajax stuff, then just sitting down and finding out how to reorganize some forms to make them better is equally helpful.
Yeah, I mean, once again, you know, some of the greatest patches to Drupal are just mock-ups, you know.
Yeah.
Just a JPEG, a ping, or whatever you like, you know, of I think it ought to look like this. That's good stuff, I think.
Like, we're not usability engineers, but experts, but we are engineers.
Right,
many
we,
of us,
so we can make it look that way. Yes, we just need to know what it needs to look like. Yeah. So, cool. What else you guys want to talk about?
So.
Where should be the next Drupal conference be?
Where is the next Drupal conference?
We don't know yet. So
really a mystery. again, this sense of tradition. It's been one in Europe, one in North America, sort of alternating back and forth. Although we're open to Asia, Australia. But that hasn't happened yet.
So the way to organize one is you send a proposal to the Drupal Association. And it can be a really short proposal, but just like pick some dates. Say you have a venue which has the capacity it takes.
And that's actually the biggest part. I mean, Robert was mentioning this yesterday. The biggest kind of hurdle in putting these on is the venue. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger hurdle the more people we try to cram in for a week. So.
Yeah.
If you've got a venue in a city, you know, with dates, then the rest just falls into place. Right?
Yeah. then you just sit back and put your feet up on the desk.
That's it. I actually had some question from people about
information on organizing a DrupalCon, because there are a lot of people very keen to organize the next DrupalCon.
Yeah.
So Germany or Switzerland or other places. So we will have actually above this tour today to about. So I'll be able to explain what we learned organizing this DrupalCon. So if any people is looking for organize next DrupalCon, we'll be able I'll be able to hand over all this information.
Sure. BAF stands for Birds of a Feather, and these are sort of non-scheduled talks that happen very sort of ad hoc, and we've got a great area for it, and people just sort of sign up on the sheet, I want to talk about this, and then people sit around and talk about it, or it's just one person talking about it.
I think it's important to be able to hand over all this information, because I don't want to use it again.
Here's what you need to organize a conference. Don't make me look at it again.
We've also been talking about maybe, or you know, hiring a professional team of people to actually organize a conference. And I think we're open to that, but it's also up to the local people to get in touch with professional event organization.
Right. Well, with 400 plus people here. For this one, and the last one had about 300, 200, 300 people in the U.S. I think the next one, 1,000 people coming to Tunisia.
We're looking for stadiums.
definitely things are sort of growing exponentially. So any venue that we get needs to be at least as big as this one, and this one's pretty big. Mm-hmm.
It was a WordPress camp when I was doing the barcamp in Beijing, and they had 500
people. At a WordPress camp?
WordPress camp.
Wow.
Beijing, 500 people.
In Beijing, did you say?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So there's a market in Asia, too, I think, for Drupal.
There you go. Cool. Well, let's see. We're getting to the end of the thing. Anybody have anything they want to add?
Let's only to add about the Drupal show we'll have tomorrow. I think it's an important thing that maybe next DrupalCon might like to have, which is for beginners Drupal. So
we have
very low tech sessions.
Right.
For new beginners on Drupal.
So the conference has been formatted sort of 3 days of the more advanced stuff.
Well, four days.
So it's a four-day conference.
Yeah.
But the first 3 days were sort of...
The four days are DrupalCon, but tomorrow we have one room.
Oh, I see.
Just one room downstairs for the Drupal show, where we have the simultaneous translation as well. So local people with no English skills will be able to see how Drupal goes. Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
So,
how many people do we expect?
We'll see you tomorrow.
that's when the fighting starts. Yeah, we get to finally break up some good fisticuffs. One more question?
Yeah, now I have a suggestion for the next event. There should be some sort of a bar area or an evening event, because you run away at 5 o'clock and then you're turning in circles and you get to meet people.
Yeah, well, that's sort of a difficult thing to figure out. I mean, I was thinking about that, like, you know, understandably, the venue here, you know, the security and people want to go home at night. But then, you know, what do you do? You send 400 people, like, oh, we're all going to Chili's, you know? Like, you know, and so it's kind of difficult, but it would be nice if, what?
There's no Chili's.
TGI Fridays, do we have that? We have McDonald's, there is McDonald's. We're going to McDonald's, yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things, you know, organizing a conference now, a Drupal conference now, compared to organizing the first couple of Drupal conferences, is a completely new scale problem. Where, I mean, in Antwerp, we just all called ahead and the 20 of us went and sat at a table. We can't do that anymore. But actually, the after hours stuff here has felt, you know,
That's where like professional event organization
can put on.
Well, and I think a lot of people, aside from the people that want to go out drinking, there's a lot of people that want to get together and get some work done and trying to find a place with Wi-Fi and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a thing I think that future people who are organizing future DrupalCons should consider. I think a lot of that can be handled, you know, just purely over the web, you know, setting up like groups of people who are, some people are going here, some people, or these are a list of places that people can go and stuff like that.
But absolutely continue that.
Yeah.
But as you said, 400 people out there right. One place is very difficult. So we need more money to hire a place for a night party. And we work hard to find a place, and it wasn't cheaper at all. And staying here later, we also asked people here. And as you said, security and people need to go home, and it wasn't that easy.
Yeah.
But also, what I noticed is that everyone doesn't know what they can do. There's like, okay, a few of them say we're going out drinking, others are saying we're going out eating. But then you get the others that say, what can we do?
Yeah.
Because you're saying if we can have, say, this is the thing that you can do today, I don't know, you can visit the Sagrada Familia, which is great and it looks beautiful, or you can go to the beach.
Yeah, I did see some sheets out on that had some sheets, sort of things like that, like where people are going.
People as well. There's some forums posts about getting out night time.
Yeah. So there is some stuff out there, but we're still working out all the kinks, and we'll have it worked out. Give us a couple more. Yeah, Morton. Just follow Morton around. He's a walking party. So, all right. Well, let's wrap this up. We're hearing applause in the other room, and not any applause in here. So, thanks everybody. Take care.